सदाशिवसमारंभाम् व्यासशंकरमध्यमाम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। Just reading the verse 45, then we'll go ahead. Shastranyadhitya medhavi abhyasya cha punah punah paramam brahma vijnaya ulkavattanyathot srujet. ग्रंथमभ्यस्य मेधावी ज्ञान विज्ञान तत्परः पलालमिव धान्यार्थी त्यजेद् ग्रंथमशेषतः। Yes. So it has been made clear that Dvaitam, duality, is always in our perception, in our experience. Experience means there is duality. The experiencer and the experienced must be there for the duality to be there. Duality means there cannot be experience without the knower known division. So this duality is inevitable, unavoidable. It cannot be destroyed. It cannot be removed. So perception of duality is not denied. But the duality which is perceived, the experience which results in the perception of duality, is mistaken to be satyam. Is mistaking the duality to be satyam alone results in the samsara. But if duality is not satyam, then it is mithya. But for us to understand duality, the perception of duality, the experience of duality, and thereby plurality, experience of plurality, being mithya, can be understood thoroughly only when we understand the satyam which is distinct from, which is not distant but which is distinct from this world of duality. Dvaita prapanchat vyatiriktam advaitam satyam janiyat. And this absolute reality which is distinct from the world of duality, at the same time, which alone is in the form of duality, world of duality, is absolute reality, absolutely non-dual. Advaitam, advayam, advitiyam. It is secondless, it is non-dual. It is one. Ekam, advayam, advitiyam, advaitam, advitiyam. So absolutely what is non-dual reality. And this is, and that non-dual reality is understood. When the reality understood clearly, reality satyam is understood, we resolve this I obtaining as the knower, this world in the form of the known, both as mithya in the very satyam. That is how it helps us resolve the fundamental problem centered on I and the I itself is negated as mithya in Satyam Brahma. When I is resolved, Satyam Brahma is non-separate from Brahma. Therefore, the duality by itself is not a problem. But here again, it is the jiva srishtam dvaitam which results in the experience of samsara. That was what made very clear in all those verses above. Then finally, so an intelligent person, what should he do? An intelligent person, naturally, who is capable of understanding the teaching, capable of retaining what has been understood, and assimilating the teaching, that person definitely, repeatedly listening to the exposing himself, oneself to study of the Shastram. Repeatedly listening to the unfoldment of subject matter of the Shastram, thereby discovering the truth, obtaining as one's own self, with a commitment to the pursuit of that knowledge. Finally, he has to discover this truth and he can negate the wrong identity. So that was what said in this 46th verse. Dhanyarthi palalam iva. The person who wants to extract the grain, only the grain, was interested in only collecting the grains, removes all the husks and takes the only the grain. So also this person, after having studied the Shastram repeatedly, having listened to the Shastram and dwelling upon the teaching, content of the Shastram, finally having assimilated the content of the teaching, and he has understood what has to be understood, that Aham Brahma Asmi, when he understands all that is, there is only Brahma, what is absolutely real is only Brahma, and everything else, the plurality, duality, multiplicity, what is seemingly experienced, are all mithya. And having understood this fact, then he also leaves aside even the Shastram. Grantham aseshataha tyajet. Completely, totally, he leaves aside all the Shastram. Does not hold on to Shastram anymore. Why? Shastram has served its purpose. He has extracted the content, extracted the vision, using it as a pramanam. Then now he is leaving aside, like just as the farmer who is a dhanyarthi extracts the dhanyam, leaves aside the husk, this medhavi also extracts the content of the Shastram in terms of the clear vision of what is absolutely real, and he leaves aside the Shastram. Is what we saw in verse number 46. Okay, today's verse. Tameva dhero vijnaya prajnam kur vibrahmana. Tameva dhero vijnaya prajnam kurvita brahmana. Nanudhyayad bahu chabdan. Nanudhyayad bahu chabdan. Vacho viklapanam hitat. Nanudhyayad bahu chabdan. Vacho viklapanam hitat. Tameva dhero vijnaya prajnam kurvita brahmanaha. Nanudhyayad bahu chabdan vacho विज्ञापनम ही तत्। Here, dhiraha, tameva dhiraha. There, the word dhiro, we take it dhiraha. And dhiraha actually means wise person. Wise person literally means wise person. But in this context, the word dhiraha, in Vedanta Shastram, the word dhiraha is quite often used to mean a wise person, a jnani. And I also explained the meaning of the word dhiraha. Dhyam rati iti dhiraha. The protector of the mind is said to be dhiraha. Rati. Who is the protector of the mind? If a person's mind is free from fear, free from the hold of fear, the mind is fearless, mind is free from anxiety, mind is free from worries, and he has protected his mind from all these afflictions, afflicting emotions. So having one's mind protected from the fear, anxiety, worry, etc., keeping the mind worry-free, anxiety-free, fearless is protecting the mind. Therefore, dhiraha is the one, is actually said to be the protector of the mind. Only jnani is the protector of the mind. But here in this context, dhiraha actually is the one who has vivekaha. Yasya vivekaha asti saha api dhiraha. The person who has discriminative understanding is dhiraha. Also, the person, not only the person has discriminative understanding, the person who is capable of understanding, thereby retaining what has been understood, and who has that meditative disposition of the mind, thereby who is capable of assimilating it also, repeatedly dwelling upon it, and he is also known as dhiraha. In fact, we can easily take the words mentioned above. A medhavi. Previously, the word was medhavi. The previously used word in previous verses was medhavi. So, dhiraha can be understood here as the person of discriminative understanding and a medhavi. Is dhiraha. And this dhiraha also brahmanaha. Dhiraha brahmanaha. Brahmanaha again has different meanings. Here, the word brahmanaha implies the mature individual. The mature individual, as we understood in, we are going to see in Mundaka Upanishad, brahmanaha is the one who is mature individual. Mature individual is the one, in this context, even though the word brahmanaha also means a wise person, Brahma Vedanath Brahmanaha, the one who knows Brahman is Brahmanaha. One who sees the truth as one's own self is Brahmanaha. And one who lives the life enjoined by the Shastram, one whose life is in keeping with the Shastra enjoined life is a Brahmanaha. one who refrains oneself from doing any adharma is a brahmanaha. Like that, the word brahmana has many meanings. But here, the word brahmanaha is a mature individual who has understood the limitations of everything in life by analyzing his life's experiences. Having lived one's life properly, by analyzing one's life's experiences, and he has arrived at the conclusion that nothing in the world can make him happy, because everything in the world is subject to time. Therefore, the time-bound world of objects cannot give him everlasting happiness, moksha. This understanding of everything being time-bound, time-bound cannot give him the permanent. This understanding is called Vivekaha. The person who has got the Viveka, who has the Viveka, discriminative understanding of permanent and impermanent, understanding of the limitation of the impermanent, thereby one who is committed to the study of the Shastram, that Shastram alone can bless him. Study of the Shastram alone can bless him with the knowledge which can, knowledge of the permanent, which can give him moksha. So one who understands the purpose of the study of the Shastram. The Shastram is a means of knowledge. Therefore, I am studying the Shastram, and the Shastram will definitely bless me with the knowledge of the truth. And the knowledge alone will free me from bondage. The person who has this understanding, who was very clear about the Shastram being the means of knowledge, maybe he knows the purpose of the study of the Shastram, is called Brahmanaha. So here, the word of Dhiraha and Brahmanaha mean the same person. For Dhiraha, Brahmanaha. Tameva Vijnaya. See that now, Dhiraha, Brahmanaha. Tameva Vijnaya. Vijnaya means having known, having understood. Tameva Vijnaya. Means having understood. The tam is a relative pronoun. Tam is a pronoun. Therefore, it implies having understood him, having known him. Known whom? Known the absolute reality obtaining as the self. Having understood the self. Tameva Vijnaya means tameva paramatmanam vijnaya. Tameva vijnaya. Having understood that absolute self. So this dhiraha brahmanaha atmanam vijanati. So this intelligent person, this medhavi, this person of discriminative understanding, who also knows the value of knowledge, who knows the purpose, who knows the value of Shastram as a pramanam, makes use of the Shastram, thereby understands the self, understands the truth. Atmanam vijanati. He knows the self. No. Tam atmanam vijnaya. Having understood the truth, absolute self, then what does he do? Vijnaya. Na anudhyayan. Because there's so many repeatedly dwelling is called anudhyanam. But na anudhyayan, without repeatedly thinking of what? Bahun shabdan na anudhyayan. Bahun shabdan na anudhyayan. Na anudhyayati. Bahun shabdan na anudhyayati. See, Shastram, the whole Shastram consists of the wisdom, knowledge, and all the knowledge is hidden in the words, locked in the words of the Shastra. There are so many words, so many sentences, and so all of them constitute the Shastra. But this person, only he studied those words with the help of the teacher and with great respect, studied all the words and finally extracted from the Shastram what he needs to understand. Having understood what he needs to understand, then he does not think of all the words of the Shastram. Bahun shabdan na anudhyayati. Bahun shabdan na anudhyayati. He is no more dwelling upon many words of the Shastram. Many words which constitute the Shastram. He is not dwelling upon all the words of the Shastram. Why? He has understood Atma. Atmanam Vijnaya. Tameva Vijnaya. Having understood the self, then he is no more dwelling upon the words of the Shastram. Bahun Shabdan Na Anudhyayan. Without thinking of all the words which constitute the Shastram, Anudhyayat is the verb. Na Anudhyayat. Anudhyayan, dwelling upon. But Anudhyayat, may one meditate, may one think, but na anudhyayat, he need not dwell upon all the words. Bahun shabdan na anudhyayat. Why? Because vachaha vigalpa vachaha Viglapanam hitat. Vachaha viglapanam hitat. Here also, by adding the word bhavati or asti, we can have an adhyahara. To make the sentence complete, we can add asti. Viglapanam asti. Viglapanam bhavati. We can add. Anudhyayan means thinking, repeatedly thinking. Na anudhyayan, without thinking. But if you take it as a ling, na anudhyayat. Na anudhyayat means may he not, or he need not, he should not think of all the words. Because unnecessarily thinking of or dwelling upon all the words will result in confusion, will confuse him. But now he need not even see what others' words convey. How long should he be seeing the words of the Shastram? Only as long as he does not know the self, he has to see all the words of the Shastram. And having looked into the words of the Shastram, with the help of the teacher, having understood the meaning of the words of the Shastram, having understood the self, then he need not look into the words. He need not dwell upon the words of the Shastram. He has to just leave aside all the words of the Shastram. Nanadhyayat. Like what? It is Vachaha Tatva Vachaha Viglapanam Hitat. Vachaha Viglapanam Hitat. Vachaha means words. Again, words. Like Shabdaha, another word is Vachaha. All those words actually tad viglapanam bhavati tad vachaha, all those words after sparing time to dwell upon those, after attainment of the knowledge of the self and again paying attention to those words and dwelling upon those words is actually waste of energy and also waste of time. We have to add one more word, waste of time and energy. Then you need not waste one's time, why not waste one's energy? So viglapanam. Viglapanam means this is a waste of energy. It becomes vain effort. Vain effort. It's not necessary. It is useless. What has been already conveyed alone is again conveyed in this 47th verse also. Medhavi, after having understood the self, and he leaves aside the Shastram, just as a person, Dhanyarthi, removes the Dhanyam and throws away the husk. That's what a wise Medhavi does, we saw. The same thing is again mentioned, said differently. So, Dhiraha Brahmanaha. Dhiraha Brahmanaha. Tameva vijnaya, tam atmanam vijnaya, paramatmanam vijnaya, shabdan na anudhyayat. Na anudhyayat is a ling, potential mood word. Na anudhyayat, may he not unnecessarily dwell upon other rest of the words of the Shastram. May he not dwell upon unnecessarily wasting his time the words of the Shastram. Because so many words are seen in the Shastram. Why? He has understood what has to be understood. Because dwelling upon those words after the understanding of the self is a waste of time, waste of energy. Viglapana means vain effort, waste. Instead, what should he do then? He should not, after having understood the self, he should not waste his time and energy in dwelling upon all the words of this Shastram, then what should he do? Prajnam kurvita. Prajnam kurvita. Prajnam kurvita. Here, the word prajna itself means pure consciousness. But here, prajnam kurvita, together when you take it, may he be conscious of the self. Prajnam kurvita literally means, may he be conscious. Being conscious means being conscious. May he be conscious. Prajnam kurvita. May he be conscious. May he be conscious of what? May he be conscious of the self, which he has understood. Which means, may he be, may this person who has understood the self be conscious of the self. So being conscious of the self means being conscious of the consciousness. Being aware of the consciousness. Awareness. So being aware of the awareness, being conscious of the consciousness means contemplating upon the nature of reality, nature of the self, which he has discovered. So, prajnam kurvita means, may he dwell upon. May he dwell upon the nature of the absolute self, which he has understood through the study of the Shastram. Thereby, may he remain in the vision of his self. May he contemplate upon his own self. Why? Because contemplation alone will help him ascertain what he has understood through the study of the Shastra. So instead of contemplating upon his self, nature of the self, suppose if he simply thinks of, okay, now I understood the Atma. What is there? What is here? If he wastes his time in reading the meaning of other words, that is not necessary. The study has served its purpose. He has understood the nature of the self. Then he does not need to waste all other words. He does not need to waste his time in reading or understanding or thinking of in other words, discussing so many other things in the Shastra. Okay. It's exactly like when you happen to go for shopping, you're very clear about the purpose of going to the shopping. You go there, you pick up what you want, and immediately after you come away. Then after buying what you want to buy, you do not stand there asking for the prices of many other things which you don't need to buy, which are not necessary for you. You come away. Because Shastra shop has so many things. Shastra shop has so many things. Don't get stuck there. See, even before the assimilation of the teaching, even after having understood the teaching, there is possibility of meandering, possibility of staying with the words, possibility of staying with an interest of what else is there in Shastram. So don't get carried away by such jungle of words. Be careful. You focus. May you prajnam kurvita. It's called potential mood verbs are used, which means a must. What one should do, what one should not do. When after having spent time in Shravanam and Mananam, after having understood the absolute reality, after having understood the Atma, then what should one do? One should dwell upon the nature of reality. One should not waste one's time in reading other words of the Shastram. Is it clear? Na anudhyayat parantu kim kuryat prajnam kurvita. Second, it is said kurvita, may you do prajnam kurvita, kuryat. We take it as kuryat. Tameva dhiro vijnaya prajnam kurvita brahmanaha nanudhyayad bahu chabdan vacho viglapanam hitat bahun shabdan na anudhyayat tatva yataha because tadvachaha viglapanam. So prajnam kurvita. Next, tamevaikam vijanitha, tamevaikam vijanitha, hyantya vacho vimunchata, tamevaikam vijanitha, hyantya vacho vimunchata, yachedvang manasi prajna, yachedvang manasi prajna, ityadhyashrutayasputaha, yachedvang manasi prajna, ityadhyashrutayasputaha, tameva ekam vijanitha. Very simple, straightforward teaching here. Tameva ekam vijanitha. So vijanitha is second person plural present tense verb. Present tense, actually not in present tense, it is actually imperative verb. Second person plural imperative verb. Vijanitha means all the students are directly addressed. All jignasus, all mukshus are directly addressed. Vijanitha, may you all know. So the subject is implied. Subject is not mentioned, it's implied. Because see the verb, second person plural imperative verb, therefore vijanitha means it's understood. Yuyam vijanitha, may you all understand, may you all discover, may you all know. What should you know? Tam eva ekam, may you all understand only that. What is that? That only truth. Ekam, may you all understand only one thing, only one, that truth, Paramatma. May you understand the absolute self, Paramatma, the truth, which is your own self. Tameva ekam vijanitha. Okay? Don't waste your time. Tameva ekam vijanitha. Very beautiful thing is teaching here. May you all understand only that absolute reality, ultimate truth, implied by the term Atma or Brahma, obtaining as your own self. Then don't waste your time. How? He says, hi anyaha vachaha vimunchata. Vimunchata. Give up, leave aside all other words. Leave aside all other words. Here, in this one verse, Vidyaranya Swami really hurries. come on, no time for, don't waste your time for anything else. Don't involve yourself in anything unnecessary, unwanted, which is not useful for you. May all your effort, tameva ekam vijanatha, may you know only the truth means what? May all your effort, all your focus be in understanding the truth. So anything which distracts you from understanding the truth, leave aside, keep away. Anything which will take you away from the knowledge of the truth, you should keep away. Very serious instruction here. Anyaha vachaha vimanchata. Give up all other words. Vimanchata. Give up. Throw away. Leave aside. Vimanchata. He says, yached vang manasi. Prajnaha. Ityadhya shutayasputaha. He says, prajnaha. Prajnaha. The word prajna, in the verse visarga got dropped because of the sandhi rule. It is not wrong. Why in shloka, in mantra, you do not find the visarga? Because visarga sandhi rule. The visarga gets dropped when it is followed by a vowel, especially ikara. So prajna ichet. So prajnaha. Prajnaha. Walk manasi ichet. Prajnaha walk manasi ichet. Very seriously, having said that, tameva ekam vijanitha. Come on, all your effort to be in knowing the truth, knowing that absolute self, the only reality. So may you know that. And he, because anyaha vachaha vimanchata, give up all other words, give up everything else, all other words which distract you from knowing the self. And then he says, prajnaha vak manasi ichet. See, yad, we break it, yad ichet, yad plus ichet, yachet. Then yachet vang manasi prajnaha. If there, you see, yached, not viched, yached only. Yachati, the potential mood of yachati is yached. Yached. Vang manasi prajnaha. So prajnaha walk manasi yached. Prajnaha walk manasi yached. This is a statement from Shruti. Iti ityadhyaha shrutayaha sputaha. Very clear. Okay. Shruti means Vedantic statement. A Shruti statement. Vedic statement. Ityadhyaha means there are so many statements of Shruti. So many statements of Shruti. Shrutayaha means statements of Shruti. The very clear statements of sputaha means very clear. There are many clear statements of Shruti. And one of them is what? Prajnaha vak manasi yachet. Prajnaha vak manasi yachet is one of the many statements of Shruti. So what does it mean? So may you not waste your time. May you focus only in knowing the truth, knowing the self. And may you understand the self and leave aside all the words. keep away from everything else. What does it mean? And that's what he says. Vak manasi yachet prajnaha. So here, vak manasi yachet prajnaha. Prajnaha, the person who is conscious. The person who is conscious, which means who is intelligent. And who has understood the, who has studied the Shastra, understood the content of the Shastra. That person is prajnaha, who is aware, who is conscious, whose voice is prajnaha. That prajnaha, what should he do? Manasi vak yachet. The meaning, he should dwell upon the meaning of the words in his mind. So, which means he should leave the words, then manasi yachet. He should leave the words and he dwell upon the meaning of the words in his mind. Yachet means gachet. So there is understanding of the content of the words, which is intellect. So may he then dwell upon the, what has been understood. By dwelling upon the understanding of the teaching, he can cognitively take his essence from all the different personalities, layers of personality. He can disidentify, he can shift the essence from all the different layers of personality. It's not physical, it's only cognitive. Cognitively he can shift. And for the cognitive shift to take place, what should he do? He must be dwelling upon the teaching. And he must leave the words aside. Words are important only as long as to understand what has been revealed by the words. How long should we hold on to the words? We should hold on to the words as long as we need to understand what the words have, what the words reveal. Once we have understood what the words have revealed, then we need not hold on to the words anymore. We should leave the words away, aside, and we should dwell upon the content. What has been revealed by the words. That is what is the important teaching here. Which means, nididhyasanam kuryat is actual meaning. Let me tell you, vang manasi, prajnaha vang manasi yachet means, prajnaha vak manasi yachet. This sentence is not complete sentence. Prajnaha vak manasi yachet. It's a Vedantic statement, Upanishad statement. It's Upanishadic statement. And it's not only one statement. There are so many clear statements. Sputaha shrutayaha. Smutaha Shrutayaha means there are many very, very clear statements of Upanishads or Veda, such as Ityadyaha, such as Yached Vak Manasi Pragyaha. So Pragyaha Vak Manasi Yached. This is the prosa. There are so many statements like this. So what do these statements convey? That many clear statements of the Upanishads or Veda, such as may one give his attention, may one develop on the content of the teaching, leaving aside the words. Okay, such statements, not one or two, there's so many. So what should we do? Again, what has been said earlier is repeatedly said differently. Study the Shastram, understand the meaning of the Shastram, finally understand the self. Once you understood the nature of the Atma, understood the Atma, self, then leave aside all the words. Because, so you need to be holding on to the words only as long as you need to understand what is conveyed by the words. Once you've understood what is conveyed by the words, then why are you holding on to the words? Leave them aside. Then what should you do? Only dwell upon. That is why my attention of the mind should be placed in what has been understood through the study. And what has been, by dwelling upon what has been understood, what you need finally is assimilation, which is jnanam, which is moksha. Apart from that, you need not hold on to the words. It is very serious instruction. Okay, very, very serious instruction. Anyaha vachaha vimunchata, we said. Tameva yekam vijanita, ki anyaha vachaha vimunchata. Why? Because prajnaha manasi, vak manasi yached. Ityadyaha shrutayaha sputaha. Finally, your inner life is very important. Where your mind is, that is what is going to be calculated. What you are doing outside will not be counted. How you are doing outside, living outside, it will not be taken into account. What will be paid? What is important is your inner life. Where your attention is paid, attention is how you are mentally, what you are dwelling upon, what you're thinking is, that is what is going to be counted. Therefore, understand the teaching and then leave aside even the words which conveyed you the teaching. Now dwell upon what has been understood. You don't need words, you don't need a text, you don't need anything. You need all of them only until you understand. When you've understood, throw away everything. Only dwell upon. Be contemplative upon what has been clearly understood. That is the instruction here. It's all emphasis for the Nididhyasanam. Contemplation, don't waste your time. This yached, vak manasi prajnaha. That line is actually from Kathopanishad, 13th mantra of the first chapter, if you're interested. Okay, yached, vak manasi prajnaha. Ashastriyamapidvaitam tivram mandamiti dvidha kamakrodhadikam tivram manorajyam tathetarat. Tathetarat. అశాస్త్రీయమపి ద్వైతం తీవ్రం మందమితి ద్విధా కామక్రోధాదికం తీవ్రం మనోరాజ్యం తథేతరత్. అశాస్త్రీయం అపి ద్వైతం తీవ్రం మందం ఇతి ద్విధా కామక్రోధాదికం తీవ్రం మనోరాజ్యం తథేతరత్. సో హియర్ అశాస్త్రీయం ద్వైతం, అశాస్త్రీయం ద్వైతం అపి ద్విధ. నౌ ఆల్రెడీ వీ అండర్స్టూడ్ వాట్ ఈస్ శాస్త్రీయం ద్వైతం, వాట్ ఈస్ అశాస్త్రీయం ద్వైతం. ఎర్లియర్ వి అండర్స్టూడ్ దెర్ ఇస్ అశాస్త్రీయం ద్వైతం అండ్ శాస్త్రీయం ద్వైతం. సీ ద్వైతం ఈజ్ ఇన్ఎవిటబుల్ అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ శాస్త్రీయం ద్వైతం. ఇన్ శాస్త్రీయం ద్వైతం మీన్స్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ది టీచింగ్, లివింగ్ వన్స్ లైఫ్ ఇన్ కన్ఫర్మిటీ విత్ ధర్మ, ఫాలోయింగ్ ది వేదిక్ వే ఆఫ్ లైఫ్, ఆర్ వే ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఎంజాయిన్డ్ బై ది శాస్త్రం, అండ్ బీయింగ్ గివెన్ టు ద స్టడీ ఆఫ్ ది శాస్త్రం. సో విత్ ఫోకస్ హ్యావింగ్ మోక్ష అల్టిమేట్ గోల్ విత్ ద కమిట్మెంట్ టు ది పర్స్యూట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్, ఎ పర్సన్ లివ్స్ హిస్ లైఫ్, ఇట్ బికమ్స్ శాస్త్రీయం ద్వైతం. స్టిల్ దర్స్ నో జ్ఞానం ఆర్ మోక్ష, బట్ దట్ ఈస్ శాస్త్రీయం ద్వైతం. అశాస్త్రీయం ద్వైతం మీన్స్ వాట్? Without having purushartha nischaya, without being committed to the pursuit of knowledge, and without knowing the value of dharma, not following dharma or following dharma, just living one's life simply for arthakama dharmas, then that is ashastriyam dvaitam. See, dvaitam for all people are ajnanis. All their lives are lives of duality only. But still, if the life is governed by the Shastra's way of life, understanding of the Shastra, then it becomes a Shastriyam Dvaitam. Suppose the life is not governed by Shastra teaching, it is Ashastriyam Dvaitam, which we have already understood. But now, in this verse, Vidyaranya Swami says, అశాస్త్రీయం ద్వైతం ఆల్సో ఈస్ టూ ఫోల్డ్. దర్ ఆర్ టూ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ అశాస్త్రీయం ద్వైతం. అశాస్త్రీయం ద్వైతం వాట్ దట్? తీవ్రం అశాస్త్రీయం ద్వైతం, మందం అశాస్త్రీయం ద్వైతం. తీవ్రం అశాస్త్రీయం ద్వైతం, మందం అశాస్త్రీయం ద్వైతం ఇతి ద్విధ. ఓకే, కామ క్రోధాదికం తీవ్రం మనోరాజ్యం తథేతరత్. దేర్ అగైన్ ఈశ్వరసృష్టం ద్వైతం, జీవసృష్టం ద్వైతం. యు సా దట్ ఈశ్వర సృష్టం ద్వైతం, జీవశ్రేష్టం ద్వైతం. దిస్ వర్ల్డ్ ఆఫ్ డ్యువాలిటీ విచ్ ఇస్ నాచురలీ దేర్ ఇన్ అవర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఈస్ ఈశ్వర సృష్టం. అండ్ వీ హ్యావ్ అండర్స్టూడ్ ద ఫ్యాక్ట్ దట్ ఈశ్వర సృష్ట ద్వైతం, ద వర్ల్డ్ ఆఫ్ డ్యువాలిటీ బై ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ నాట్ అ సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ అన్హ్యాపీనెస్, ఈవెన్ నాట్ అ సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ హ్యాపీనెస్, ఈస్ నాట్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ ఫర్ సంసార. This man, the samsara, the experience of pairs of opposites which we go through, the world of duality is not responsible for whatever we suffer in this world. That is very clear. But when the individual human being, the jiva, when he perceives the world ishvara srishtam dvaitam, when he experiences the world of duality which is Bhagavan's manifestation, and in his relationship with the world, his relationship with the world, his dependence upon that world of duality, his expectations and his erroneous perception of the world of duality alone results in the experience of samsara. What really causes the samsara? It is not the world of Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam, world of duality, which is Bhagavan's manifestation, but the world of duality, the perception of world of duality, which is manifestation of Bhagavan, the error in his perception alone contributes for samsara. Therefore, so that erroneous perception of world of duality, which is manifestation of Bhagavan, is said to be Ashastriyam Dvaitam. And that perception is what in one's mind, erroneous perception of this duality is in his mind. What is there actually is Bhagavan's manifestation, Shastra, which is Shastriyam Dvaitam, we can say, or Bhagavan's manifestation, Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam. And by it is by itself is not responsible for our samsara. But there is an erroneous perception of this world of duality, which alone results in the experience of samsara. Therefore, and where is this erroneous perception? In the mind of a jiva. It's in the mind. It's all in the mind. Error is in one's buddhi. Erroneous perception is in one's mind. Therefore, that's why the whole samsara is in mind. And this erroneous perception which a jiva has of the world is not according to the Shastra, is not in keeping with what is taught in the Shastra. Therefore, it is said, Tivram Mandam Iti Dvidha. Ashastriya Dvaitam is of two types, Tivram Mandam Iti. So, Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam, Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam, we understand. Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam is Shastriyam Dvaitam. Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam is Ashastriyam Dvaitam. And this Ashastriyam Dvaitam, which is Jiva Srishtam Dvaitam, which is purely because of the erroneous perception of Ishvara Srishtam Dvaitam, is also what? A Mandaman Dvaitivram. Is of two types, Mandaman Tivram. Okay, what is mandam and what is tivram? So here, it is tivram when you say kama krodhadikam tivram. Kama krodhadikam tivram. If the mind also has all these as a result of erroneous perception, mind has all these emotions, all the sixfold enemies. Adi Shabda stands for all the six. Kamaha, Krodaha are mentioned in the verse. The rest of the four are mentioned, meant by that Adi, Adikam, Kamaha, Krodaha. Adikam means lobaha, madaha, matsaryam, காம குரோத லோப மோக மத மாத்சரிய. ஆல் தி சிக்ஸ் ரெஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி ஃபோர் ஆர் மீன்ட் பை தி எக்ஸ்பிரஷன் ஆதிக்கம். சோ காம குரோத ஆதிக்கம் மீன்ஸ் ஆல் தி சிக்ஸ் ஃபோல்ட் எனிமீஸ். All of them. They're called Ripavaha. Shad Ripavaha, Shad Arayaha, six enemies. Kamaha, Krodaha, Lobaha, Mohaha, Madaha, Matsaryam. So all, if the mind has all these, naturally, in Ajnana, where the Ajnanam is, all these six will be there. Of course, the person is given to at least the study of the Shastram, he follows the way of life, then he can manage these enemies. Otherwise, they are there in one's mind without being managed. They become masters. They are not enslaved. They become masters. That's how mind becomes master of the self. Instead of one's own self being the master of the mind, mind, one becomes a slave of one's own mind. So having these sixfold enemies in one's mind and being a slave of one's mind is actually, is also what? Tivram, Tivram Ashastriyam Dvaitam. Becoming a slave of one's own emotions. Allowing them to control oneself is what? Ashastriyam. Tivram Ashastriyam Dvaitam. Tivram Ashastriyam Dvaitam. And all this, when a person has this Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya, emotions, the enemies, and completely they become masters. The mind becomes master of the self. The person becomes, is enslaved by one's own mind. Then that results in Mano Rajyam Tatha Itarat. These emotions initially rise and gradually they become strong emotions. So initially they rise, if they're managed, okay. If they're not managed, then they become very strong emotions. And this condition of these sixfold enemies, the enemies, from when the becoming strong, getting strong in one's mind, thereby enslaving the person, is called Manorajyam. Manorajyam means being enslaved by the emotions, by having the emotions strong, without having managed them, is called Manorajyam. They rise in the very beginning, we must be able to manage them. If we are not able to manage them, they become strong and stronger and strongest, and then a person becomes enslaved. So being enslaved by one's emotions because of their strength is called Manorajyam here. மனோராஜ்யம் ததா இத்தரத்து. See, it's very natural. See, we have to really spend some time here. It's very natural for any human being, because all of us are born ignorant. Being born ignorant is very natural for us to have erroneous perception of the self and the world. So natural, it's very natural for all of us to have certain degree of these emotions. who doesn't have kama krodha lobha moha mada matsarya? There's no Mahatma who's 100% free from kama krodha lobha moha mada matsarya. Everyone has naturally certain degree of desire, anger, everything. But if we're able to manage those emotions in the very beginning, mandam. See, when they rise, or it is very natural, mandam ashastriyam dvaita means, as an ignorant person, naturally having certain degree of emotions is mandam shastriyam dvaitam. Mandam shastriyam means it is not very serious. Naturally having or naturally entertaining all these emotions, a certain degree of these emotions in one's mind as a result of naturally being ignorant and naturally having erroneous perception. It's very natural, mandam. Mandam shastriyam dvaitam. But the same emotions, if they are managed by living a life enjoined by the shastram, they remain mandam and gradually they are going to be resolved in jnanam. Otherwise, this mandam ashastriyam dvaitam becomes tivram ashastriyam dvaitam. Means what? Then manorajyam. What is manorajyam? Then completely overpower the mind. If they are not managed, definitely they become strong and stronger and strongest. And the strongest emotions are there. And that is when the mind is completely, one becomes enslaved by one's own mind. Then mind becomes, there's a manorajyam, which means one completely mind rules one's life. One's knowledge of right and wrong, one knowledge, then there's no viveka. Mind completely rules, then you all your activities, external activities, are ruled by your own mind, one's own mind. That is what is seriously said here. We have to read the other verse also. Then we can see that. The same thing, Bhagavan Krishna in Bhagavad Gita also says how gradually, if the desire which rises in our mind is not managed, how it gives rise to anger and how finally, Pranashyati. The two verses together given in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned, but here Vidyaranya Swami technically calls them Mandam Dvaitam, Tivram Dvaitam. He says Amanorajyam. It is nothing wrong in having the emotions. Not that we are helpless, we all have emotions, but we must take care of those emotions. We must manage them. And to manage the emotions, the only way of managing our emotions is following the Vedic way of life, living a life of karma yoga, or being committed to live a life of dharma. Only by consciously living a life of dharma, we can manage those emotions. We cannot undo the emotions. We must understand our helplessness. There's no way of undoing, destroying the emotions. We are helpless. We do have the emotions. We can only manage them. Jnana deva kaivalyam. Only when jnanam takes place, we can become free from the hold of emotions. Until jnanam, we must manage them. Otherwise, we'll be enslaved by them. If we manage them, then we can have, gradually we can prepare our mind, attain jnanam, we can have them resolved for good. Otherwise, if we do not manage them, and they become strong, much stronger, and they, when once the mind is totally enslaved by the emotions, and then we will lose our preparedness, and we will lose our knowledge, and in fact there'll be nashaha. pranashah. That is when if it means manorajyam, actually means the mind becomes the ruler. Which is the nasha, which is actually the destruction. It's not mentioned here, we have to understand that. Vidyarani Swami doesn't explain all those things, but he just mentions what is Tivram and Mandam, and we have to understand it more from there. Tivram Manojam. Tivram means what? Unmanaged emotions result in becoming a slave of the mind. Ubhayam Tattva Bodhat Prang Nivaryam Bodha Siddhaye Shamasamahi Tattam Cha Sadhaneshu Sutam Yataha Ubhayam Tattva Bodhat Prak Nivaryam Bodha Siddhaye Shamasamahi Tattam Cha Sadhaneshu Sutam Yataha. He says, therefore, see, manorajyam, remember, mind will become the ruler, which means there'll be possibility of becoming the slave of one's mind, thereby we will lose everything. Therefore, he wants next verse. Next verse he says, Tattva Bodhat Prak. Tattva Bodhat Prak. Before we make efforts for knowing the truth. Tattva Bodhaha, knowledge of the truth. Tattva Bodhat Prak. Before the attainment of knowledge, before we make any effort for knowing the truth, first what we should do, he says, ubhayam nivaryam, this both, mandam ashastriyam dvaitam, tivram ashastriyam dvaitam. This both must be nivaryam, this most must be removed, nivaryam. For what? Bodhasiddhaye. Bodhasiddhi means accomplishment of knowledge. In order to be able to attain knowledge, Bodhasiddhaye, for the accomplishment of knowledge, before even making any effort for attaining knowledge, first we must take care of these two. What is two? Ashastriyam dvaitam, in terms of mandam ashastriyam dvaitam and tivram ashastriyam dvaitam. When the emotions are natural, kama krodha lobha moha mada matsarya, the emotions are very, very natural. They do rise, but when they rise, we must take care so that they do not become Tivram. They do not become strong. When initially they are naturally there, we must take care so that they do not become strong, Tivram. So that there will not be enslavement, mental enslavement. Manorajyam will not be there. So that we'll be able to attain jnanam, we can enjoy the benefit of the jnanam. Therefore, Tattva Bodhat Prak Anivaryam, those they should be taken care of. You can remove the, it is possible to remove, to get rid of, not to be affected by the Tivram. the strong mano, strong ashastriyam dvaitam, if we take care of it in the very beginning when it is mandam, mandam tivram, just having the emotions is having the emotions, entertaining these emotions, just very naturally having the emotions, naturally having anger, desire, fear, likes and dislikes, etc., is mandam ashastriyam dvaitam. But not being able to manage them and thereby allowing them to become strong and thereby allowing them to have the mental enslavement is called tivram ashastriyam dvaitam. So this both should be avoided. We should not give room for these emotions to become stronger, thereby to enslave us. For which we must take care of them even when they are in the very beginning itself. When there's mandam ashastriyam dvaitam, when these emotions are there, then itself we should take care of them so that they do not become strong emotions. For which he says, that's why shamaha samahitatvancha sadhaneshu shrutam yataha. So he says, that is why we have to practice this discipline of shamaha, damaha, etc. Again, he is going back to the other things, which the second line I'll elaborate next class. Okay, why we need to follow shamaha, damaha, etc. So practicing these disciplines is important so that we can manage these emotions. Again, shamaha damaha also is possible only if we consciously live a life of dharma. Finally, we had to go back to Bhagavad Gita only. Bhagavad Gita repeatedly teaches how we can manage our emotions. And management of emotions is possible only by following a life of karma yoga, where we consciously commit ourselves to live a life of dharma, consciously do everything in conformity with dharma. We try not to go against dharma. That's the only way we can manage our emotions. Then again, the attitude, Isharpana buddhi, prasada buddhi, etc., will help us manage emotions so that they don't become manorajyam, they don't become tivram ashastriyam dvaitam. These both should be managed, he says. Both should be nivaryam, removed, eliminated. How should we eliminate? He's going to talk the following verses. We'll see next class. If you have any doubts in what we have seen today, I can clarify in next class because there's no time today. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.